This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Despite no voluntary or mandatory labeling standard, Campbell's Soup Company will voluntarily label its U.S. products that include genetically modified organisms. The company becomes the first major food company to start such labeling. Reuters reports that as the nation's largest soup maker, Campbell's Soup Company maker broke ranks with peers and said it supported the enactment of federal legislation for a single mandatory labeling standard for GMO-derived foods and a national standard for non-GMO claims made on food packaging. The company, which also makes Pepperidge Farm cookies and Prego pasta sauces, said it would withdraw from all efforts by groups opposing such measures. Campbell said last week that if a federal solution is not achieved in some time, it was prepared to label all of its U.S. products for the presence of ingredients that were derived from GMOs and would seek guidance from the FDA and approval by the USDA. The Grocery Manufacturers Association, which represents more than 300 food companies opposed to mandatory GMO labeling, said it respected the rights of individual members, but said it was imperative that Congress acted immediately to prevent the expansion of a costly patchwork of state labeling laws. Severe weather will be a topic at this year's Northern Illinois Farm Show in DeKalb. The show starts Wednesday at Northern Illinois University's Convocation Center. One of the sessions will focus on the deadly tornado that struck Fairdale last year. The April 9th tornado killed two women and caused $7.9 million in damages to dozens of properties in the community of about 150 people. It affected Boone, DeKalb, Lee, and Ogle counties. The show will also feature discussions on issues such as grain marketing, pesticide application, and weed management. This is the 34th year for the show, and show hours are from 8 to 4 on Wednesday and 8 to 3 on Thursday. Admission is free, but there is a $5 charge for parking. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction was held on Saturday. Despite the bad weather, they still had a small turnout with a nice variety of hay.
It started raining about 7 o'clock, and then it turned to snow. We had very low turnout. We ended up with we might have had 25 buyer numbers out, and I appreciate the people coming out. We had 260 bales, small squares, and the alfalfa grass was at $6 a bale. We had 150 bales of just mixed grass from 320 to 380, and we had 70 bales of straw from 420 to 440 a bale. We ended up with 78 round bales. We had 9 bales of, they were 5x5 of alfalfa grass mix from $57 to $59. We ended up with 40 bales of this mixed grass from $31 to top of $40. We had 18 bales of alfalfa at $25. It had a rain on it. And then we had 11 bales of corn stalks for bedding at $37. We sold 75 bales of 3x3s. The alfalfa first crop was from $21 to $45. Second crop was at $78 a bale. Then we had some grass mix from $30.50 to a top of $53.
Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. For more information, you can contact Mike at 618-410-4293. We'll be back with more after these messages. A low-interest loan program for farmers has been updated for agriculture's growing needs. The Ag Invest program has loaned more than $1 billion in annual and long-term loans since 2008. I talked to Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frericks about the changes and how the program is beneficial to Illinois farmers.
Our Ag Invest program partners with approved financial institutions, banks, credit unions, across the state to provide qualified farmers and agriculture professionals below market interest rate loans to start or enhance their farm operations. So they can use that for an annual operating loan, or they can use it to make some capital improvements to their operation as well.
Do farmers have to qualify for these loans? Are there any sort of requirements for them to be eligible?
Yeah, so they work with the local banks. I tell people the state treasurer, I'm the chief banker for the state of Illinois, but I don't run a bank. We make deposits in banks, and so it's very easy. You go to your local lender and ask them if they participate in the Ag Invest program, and if they do, using it for qualified agricultural expenses, we'd love to get more money into local economies. You know, agriculture is the number one industry in Illinois, and making it even more important that we're offering the right tools to help farmers to succeed. And we think with this program, we're providing the financial support needed to assist farmers with their annual operating costs or their capital expenses.
And we just started off the new year, 2016, and with the start of the new year, there have been a couple changes to the program.
Yeah, we made some changes to the program. It's been a program that's been around for nearly three decades. We've made over $1 billion in loans to farmers in the state of Illinois. And I grew up in a farming community, a farming family, and in the Senate, I served as the chairman of the Agriculture Committee. So when I came to the Treasurer's office, I looked and said, I want to make sure we're doing everything we can to help out Illinois' number one industry. But what we found was farmers were not taking as much advantage of this program as they have in the past. So we went out and we talked with producers, we talked with the Farm Bureau, we talked with bankers and said, what changes do we need to make this an attractive tool to help grow agriculture in Illinois? We got a lot of suggestions, and that's what just took effect on January 1st.
So ultimately, just trying to help farmers and improve their bottom line, it sounds like.
Yeah, so farming has gotten more and more expensive. You know, in order to put the seed and fertilizer and chemicals onto the ground every year, or to buy the equipment, a combine is really expensive. And so one of the changes is loan amounts will increase to $400,000 per farmer, or $800,000 per farm operation, and that's an increase from $300,000 and $600,000, respectively. We're also making the loan terms easier and refinancing existing loans easier as well. So we think some of these changes are going to make the program more enticing, more attractive to farmers out there, and like I said, if we can just help give greater access to capital, they're going to help farmers to grow their operations and hopefully be more profitable. That ultimately is going to help the state in the long run.
Anything that we haven't covered about the program or anything else that you might like to mention?
You know, if anyone has any questions, they can check with their local banker or they can reach out to the Treasurer's office at 217-558-6217. Or they can go to our website if they want to, illinoistreasurer.gov. So that's illinoistreasurer.gov.
Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerichs on the Ag Invest program. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.